11:25.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Godly.
Oh, the way of the Lord.
you, man. You need to let Mark go. Mark.
Absolutely.
Yes, a hell of a lot of math. Man. I never did get to that book either. You didn't need it though, did you?
No, sir. I just didn't need to calculate.
You figured out how to use the formula on it too? On there?
Man,
they come in handy though, don't they? That is some kind of roof. And of course, my Easter, they go, oh, they should be finished by next week. I said, well, what world do y'all live in? I'll just get them the class and let them train up. Just two walls. See how long that takes them, huh? Just two straight, flat, run walls. I mean, if we can make it easy, we'll 24-inch on center. They don't understand, man. And how much y'all say them 5/8 zip? You really ain't that much? What do they got in them things, man? Is it like a Vantac or something? They got some glue or something in it? So they put something inside the texture that because of the roof, right? To preserve it from water. So you don't have to put tape on the nail holes on them.
I think we were still going to do the car.
Yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. And then, of course, Elemental, man, he's been everywhere, man. He's been everywhere. He's been out there and helped pass the cord in them out, give him a little bit of wisdom. You'll see it on Facebook there. Somebody told me today was Veterans Day. I said, don't we got like 4 or 5 of them things in the year anyway? Seems like it don't. So I just posted up my little traditional picture about 2 or 3 o'clock. Mainly to upset a lot of these false preachers. You know what I mean? They fancy themselves to be warriors. They ain't no warriors. Bless you, Pastor. Straightway in dead.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. About to flow my beloved family and Messiah. Bless all y'all that contribute to the work of the Most High. Y'all, man, if y'all are not on Patreon, and you know what? I've actually dropped about 200 or 300 Patreon just in the last 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And man, hey, it's fine with me, but you know, I'm like, man, y'all picked the wrong time to bill on Patreon. You should suspect. Or at least expect that we're not going to be doing too many patron videos anyway, especially during the feast days.
Right.
But boy, there has been some stuff put out there. You're right, Pastor Rufus. What a week this has been. Man, what a week. I need to get all y'all out there to get on our music. Save Chicken Music. And, hey, bless you, Ranger. Yep, I'm back in the saddle, man. Hey, let me say this, too. Thank you, man, for your gift of having us all down there, man, and going to the skydiving wind tunnel, man. We had a ball down there. I wish Michael Israel and then would put up Brother Marcus flipping and flapping and slamming into the wall and everything, boy. It was funny, man. We had a time down there. Woo, we, man. Y'all know wherever we go, boy, we're going to be laughing. We gotta have a good healing amongst us at all times because laughter is medicine to the soul.
Yes.
Boy, we got a lot of medicine every time we go places. Bless you. Ellis, the Hebrew, we here.
Yeah.
Ellis has seen Ellis out there too, man. Get some good old wisdom. And of course, Elder Mitchell was giving them a lot of wisdom. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Mike. It ain't been too bad of a dead season yet, but we done had a few hiccups already, though. More than I care to, you know what I mean? It's just part of it, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is about the dead season, man. I keep telling y'all it's a season with depression and everything else in the end, and can you imagine, this is supposed to be their most sacred time of the year. Think about that. They just got finished doing Samhain. Got Thanksgiving coming up. And then they got Christmas. I tell y'all over and over and over again. Trained servant. And you know, God bless you. Brother Jim's pastor. Love you, man. Peace, prosperity, and protection be unto you, Shabbat Shalom. Hallelujah. Bless y'all. I was telling somebody this week. And I was trying to get them to comprehend and understand our makeup and the way that God made us up. You look at our head, right? We got a central processing unit right here. It's called a brain. Right below that we have eyes. And right parallel with the nose is ears. And then below the nose is the mouth, right? I said, now take note. Y'all gave us two ears and one mouth. You know the reason why he gave us that, right? He gave us two ears because he wants us to do a hell of a lot more hearing than speaking. Either have ears or let them hear. Hallelujah. But unfortunately, we live in a generation where a lot of people want to be heard when they need to be listening and learning. Whatever happened to humility? Anybody ever know where we're at? Y'all know that there's a spirit of whoredoms on America? It's everywhere, man. Hallelujah. What was I talking about before that?
Heathens and
the state holidays. Listen, we in their land, in captivity, you ain't going to stop them from doing what they're doing. But do y'all see what Israel is doing over there to the Palestinians? So much for the Holocaust. Man, I tell you. But remember what Jesus said. Get Revelation 2:9, teacher. Man, let me get to the announcement real quick before you start. All right, so it looks like it's a go. We're going to have a discussion Wednesday, the 22nd, with Pete Rambo, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And from what I can ascertain, the conversation is supposed to be on should we go up to Jerusalem. Now, since y'all Israelites, y'all listen to me, I'm going to tell y'all, there was a time when we should have went up. Now we don't, because at this particular time, the house is desolate. Ichabod has been pronounced on the land, because the glory of Yah is departed. And this is why I say over and over again, a lot of people are going to have much difficulty nowadays trying to put anything together if you don't have a Ruach. What do we look like going over to Israel and picking up trash? Well, we got no trash in our own backyard. What do we look like going over there and confessing some sins at a pagan altar that Jeroboam built and wrecked? What is going on? That's going to be one of my questions. I want to know what's going on. I want to hear that one. But you better believe it. I'm going to ask, what is going on? What possessed you to do that? I'm going to use that word, to possess. I want them some answers. You understand what I mean? I don't want everybody to hear these answers, too. Lord, just gave it. Hallelujah. Oh, and don't take it. Look, I am not in any way, shape, fashion, or form mad at Brother Pete Rambo. I ain't. But if you're going to be a man and have vigorous discussion and debate, that's exactly what it needs to be. Because we are trying to get to an expected end.
Oh, hallelujah.
It ain't got nothing to do with feelings and emotions. That's the problem. A lot of y'all people, y'all too damn soft, man. Y'all ain't never seen people, they have all these theatrics. They get in the ring, beat the shit out of each other, and then one of them wins, and then the next thing you know, they're hugging each other and giving them a handshake, man.
Yes,
people don't even know what a good fight is nowadays, man. They just did everything. This is so effeminate that everything is war on emotions. They're on our sleeve. Can't even deal uprightly with people today because you're more concerned about what you perceive, how they feel, or what they think. No wonder so many people in prisons today, because you care about what people think rather than what the word says. Everybody don't think after the unction of the Ruach. But it is what it is. So we're going to have that. And then, of course, the 26th of November, myself and the Hood, some brothers from the Hood, we're heading on down to Straightway, Alabama. We'll be down there with Brother Jonathan, and we're going to be there. Boy, we're going to try to get the building done, but, man, that's a 50 by 100. That's a big building. That's a lot of block. Ain't no brick, brother. That's block. Yeah, them brick weigh what, about 5, 6, 7 pounds? Them blocks about 47, 48 pounds a piece. Yeah, it's gonna be something. I remember when everybody comes out here and they first thing everybody wants to do is lay blocks. Nobody wants to learn how to make blood. Man. And nobody wants to carry the mud, wheelbarrow the mud, put the mud, and don't learn all the other stuff you need to learn. No, nobody wants to do it. They don't even want to clean. They just want to lay block. I let a couple of them lay block too. So did, let them do it. Wouldn't let them off. I let them stay there a whole day. Next day, guess what? I ain't have to ask them if they want to lay block or not. They were gladly mixing mud. They were gladly wheelbarrow. They were gladly handing blocks. They said, oh, forget this. Well, get this. I cannot tell you how many times over the years that people snatched up them blocks and they thought it was the glory of the, I don't know, of the job of laying the block. Boy, they quickly degressed, regressed, and went straight back over there to mix them up. I mean, shoot, I'll be glad to hand them up to you. Then to set up and have to lean over like this and then do all the lower back muscles, get the working and can on, and you picking up 40 to 55 pounds. 300-400 times in a day, tallying them things 700-800, almost 1,000 times. You know what your body feel like that every day? Especially you don't do it all the time. Man, needless to say, many people found out that they do. They take off. Am I right? Am I telling the truth, bro? Tell the truth, Ariel. Everybody, we'll find out if you got some tests on you, man, some T levels. And they quickly back out of that. But they show up for lunch. They show up for lunch with bells on. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be the first to tell you, man. Land them blocks, man. It's a good building, though. It's a damn good building. Look at this building still, man. This one. I've laid almost every block of this building right here. And this building, man, this thing is going to stand for years to come. Doing pretty good. Man. Glory to the King. But, we're going to be in Alabama the 26th through, that's 26th of November, so that'll be to the 1st of December. And we're going to work. So y'all better be doing some stretching and some, y'all better do something. You're still a little too late for you to try to get in shape for it. It's way too late now. So just look forward to feeling it. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, I'm not painting a picture.
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you the flat out truth, man. It's still a little too late. I mean, you may be able to get out and get 10% less pain. Or what's 10% of 90? It's rough. It really is. Why do you think these hands look like stones? Let me see your hands. You're a framer, man. Yeah, he got, look, he got all these calluses Brian got on his hand, man. And then how old you are?
26.
And your hands still don't look like this when you get 57. It's still... That's what you got to look forward to. Working man hands.
Yes.
Working man hands. A man know how to build a house, he always have a roof over his head.
Yes, sir.
Even if you have to build a shed, as long as you got a roof over your head. Glory to the King.
Lord, Lord.
So stretch, pray, fast, call Yah. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Boy, when you get to Straightway, Alabama, your ass is mine for a whole week. And we worship. It's a good labor of love. We willing to do. We willing to do that for any Israelite. But think about the wisdom of that, though. We get to build our own buildings. We don't have to depend on the world to do it. And we can go around all these different communities and be each other, our brothers keeping, our brothers helping. And they don't have to, they don't have to pay no mortgage. They don't have to pay no bank note when the building is done. Isn't that the wisdom of God?
Yes.
That's the wisdom of God, man. And we're going to keep on doing this until the King comes. Keep buying more land. Man, I won't before my time up, man. We have 30 communities.
Yes,
30 of them. With homes on it and all of them paid for. Because right now, I mean, man, I hate to see the type of price that they have on trailers right now. Ain't even worth it, man. By the time you, even with today's prices on lumber stuff, by the time you went out there, you could build three nice homes for the cost of one trailer today. And the cheapest way to build a home, and it's more sturdy, is actually concrete block. It really is. The only thing that's going to burn up in his house is that roof. The block ain't going nowhere. Maybe the inside thing, something like that, I don't know. You can always rebuild or something like that, but then I'm telling you. Yeah, and the way I've always done over the years is as soon as wintertime comes, we get along about late December, January, February, man, I would have an envelope, budget, stack money, put it on the side. As soon as those lumber prices, lumber futures will fall, I go out and buy boatloads of building material. They just stick them anywhere we could. Now, remember that year they did, they didn't have decking boards. You couldn't find decking boards nowhere. You had to drive three, four states over before you could find decking boards. Because, you know, Pastor Rufus then got a decking business. Man, he said, Pastor, he called me up one day. He said, Pastor, man, we got these jobs. Man, we can't find decking boards nowhere. I said, really? How many do you need? He told me how much he needed. I can't remember exactly how much it was. I said, all y'all got to do is get your pickup truck and your trailer. Come on up. Come pick them up. What? Yeah, I got plenty for you. They said, oh, man, boy, thank y'all for the man of y'all, man. Vision. Y'all remember when that dang OSB, well, what was it, $50-something dollars a sheet? $80 a sheet? OSB, $80 a sheet? I was up here building utility buildings up here and then giving OSB the same. And I got it for $5.83 a sheet. I had like, well, how many stacks? We had about five or six stacks of them things. They're like, what in the world? I told y'all. Shoot. If I had a whole lot more money, I would have filled up that whole entire metal building. We could have made a killing. If the world got it at $80 a sheet, imagine if we put it at $70 a sheet, how many people would have came and drove and picked it up? And we got it for $5.83 a sheet. Man, that's bad. breaking, isn't it? But I use it all for Israel. Every bit of it, Israel. Israel. Always helping the communities out. Our people. Hallelujah. Without vision, people perish. Gotta have discernment. Gotta be able to discern the signs of the time. Why y'all think I tell you all this boring information and news that nobody don't want to hear? So we can stay ahead of the curve. Stay ahead of the game and be wise in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation. Boy, with the synagogue of Satan. Now let's talk about this for a second. Somebody got to be the synagogue of Satan. It just ain't somebody on this earth is literally the synagogue of Satan.
Yes, sir.
There are people that is of the synagogue. Now you think about this one. You know, it just popped up in my head. Isn't that something? See how the Holy Spirit does? Y'all didn't hear that either, did you? I did.
Yeah.
So you check this out, man. We went from tabernacle to temple to synagogue. What is going on again? That's why. And then we just come to accept this as the way. And then Christianity came in, church. I keep asking myself a question. You got the people who gave you Sunday, who tell you you don't have to keep the commandments, and they gave you Easter, and then they tell you that they have a right to change Yah's laws. And these are the same people that is actually ministers of Satan, and you expect for them to have a monopoly on salvation, to teach you the way of Yah? How to get to them? Man, there's a sucker born every day. There's a sucker born every single day. Same people to crucify them, and then you look to them. Same people that put him to death on the tree. And you tell them to go listen to them. Well, I ain't perfect. No, ain't nobody perfect. But we're going to perfection. But I say it again, the Most High Yah said somebody is of the synagogue of Satan. Read Revelation 2:9, teach. Come on with it.
I know your works.
He know the works.
I know your tribulation.
No tribulation.
I know your poverty.
Know your poverty.
You are rich.
You what?
Rich.
They definitely can't be talking to us. You're rich.
I know the blasphemy of them. Which say they are Yehudim.
Now wait a minute. Somebody is saying they're Yehudim. The translation says Jews. If you really think about what we always say that we are. We always say we're Israelites. Think about that. And the Messiah, speaking of Yohanan on the Isle of Patmos, and where's Patmos at? Up in the corners of Rome. It ain't down where the Caspian Sea is. It ain't down there where Jerusalem is. On the Isle of Patmos. And look what he said. He told him, there are people who call themselves Yehudim, but they're what, teacher?
And are not.
They're what?
They're not.
So this is the Messiah. Is that red letter? That's red letter. You know, a lot of people put emphasis on red letter. That's the Messiah doing the talking. Now, either you're going to believe what he says or you're not. Or you're going to get in your emotions. And I'm trying to, wait a minute. What do you think is going to be the end of everybody that rejects Jesus Christ as Messiah, Joshua? And you still have been making excuses for them. Want to massage on them and carry on. They clearly said, did y'all see the video I put on Patreon? When them Christians over there in Israel, and them Jews are saying, go home! Get out of our country! And then you sucker Christians are sitting up there, we need to support Israel. And because somebody takes the name of Israel, you assume and you make the association is talking about the same one that's in the book or in the Bible. Here these people are the synagogue of Satan. He said, I know them that say that they are Jews and they are not, but they are the synagogue. And here's a synagogue. Synagogue of what?
Of Satan.
Now let's ask ourselves a question. These people don't believe that the Messiah has come. So why did animal sacrifice stop? The question is, if you don't believe he's coming, why did it stop? It stopped because there ain't no temple.
Right.
So now they're swinging chickens over their head. Now, I don't care about these chickens swinging themselves. If I can find, I'll put some pictures up. Mark, they're swinging chickens, man. And what is the purpose of swinging chickens? So somebody lied. And isn't it crazy that we live in a time now that truth is so offensive that it makes people want to kill you? And when they kill you, just like the Messiah said, they believe that they're doing y'all a service.
All right.
That's the spirit and the age we're living in now. Where truth is hated so much that they actually believe that when they do harm to you, they're doing y'all a service. You believe it's because y'all already called it a long, long time ago. Then he goes over there in Revelation 3:9, he says this.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan.
You hear that? Might as well say the church of Satan. Come on.
Which they are, Yehudi.
But what are you doing?
They're not.
They're not.
But you lie.
Somebody lied. Somebody is lying. See, I know who real Israel is. Israel is made up of both Jew and Gentile. And both natural born as well as the ones that are not natural born, they all have one thing in common.
Yes.
They are all filled with his Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't get to pick and choose that. Y'all did.
That is very true.
Yes, sir.
Y'all give the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. You know what it said? Y'all give the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. And nobody in that country got the Holy Spirit. Not a one of them got the Holy Spirit. Think about this. It's getting deep. Now, just think about this. We know the day of Pentecost when they pulled the game. They were all in Jerusalem, right? They all in Jerusalem, right?
Yes, sir.
When you turn around and go on down to Acts chapter 10, you got this man by the name of Cornelius, an Italian. Had a vision out of which the Christians make sure they add pig and shrimp and everything else in it. Not knowing he's talking about the unclean Gentiles. They were the Italians. He turns around, gives them a vision of a great knit white sheep. All manners of unclean beasts in it. Wild beasts, creeping things. Sheep went up three times. The book says thrice. Nobody makes the association. They're speaking about those Gentiles. Three of them came. Rise, fear, kill, and eat. Not so, metaphors. I've never touched anything that is common or unclean. You think he's telling you to rise, fear, or literally kill? Come on, what is the most of y'all does? Most High Yah often speaks in riddle terms, dark sayings, and expecting for us to be able to have discernment to get it if it's been given to you. That's the key part, but if it's been given to you. Then he turns around. Go to Acts chapter 10, man. Start in verse 44. No, start in verse 40. This is important because I'm telling y'all, this is the reason why people today, they're soaked up in mercy and so much knowledge, but they have no understanding, no comprehension whatsoever at all. Read,
if y'all raised up the third day, showed him openly.
So what is he doing? He's preaching Messiah. Come out.
Not to all the people.
But who?
But unto witnesses chosen.
Stop. See, this thing is about predestination. Predestination. Them who y'all is foreknew. He has chosen to be conformed to his end. You sitting here tonight and you think under your own power and under your own might that one day you mentally acknowledge the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know you did,
no.
Demon.
Ain't no way. Come on.
You can't ever acknowledge the truth unless y'all open your understanding.
We
come on. That's why I can't understand the life of it. Where's the humility at? Where's the gratefulness at? Where's
come
the thankfulness
on.
At?
Come on. Come on.
Where's the fear of y'all at?
Come on.
You know that you are no more worthy of eternal life than any damn body. But yet and still out of all these people, y'all chose it.
Thank you.
Ordained you. And you've done more sinning since you've been converted than you was and than you did in the day world, and y'all still saved.
No way.
That's why I keep saying, where's the gratefulness? Where's the thankfulness at? And then most you want to sit and argue with me. Boss, wait, can I give y'all a little resume the way Paul would? Listen. I have been doing this thing for 33 years. Somebody say 33 years.
33.
I've been living this life for 33 long years. Did somebody say 33 years?
33 years.
What were you doing 33 years ago? See, when you were feasting and praying, I was fasting and praying.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear that, right? 33 years I have been keeping the commandments of Yah. For 33 years I've been keeping the feast days. For 33 years. And boy, we done them every which way, though, ain't we? For 33 years, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. 33 years. Been living on this community 25 years. Y'all getting this, right? You know how many people, y'all gonna bring them down. I didn't even know I was up. Oh, you finished. Oh, no. Y'all he ain't dealing with nobody like you. I said, well, the book of Acts does say right here that y'all be careful of touching these men. You know what I mean? Because if these men of Yah, you ain't going to overthrow it.
Come on.
The problem is you fighting against Yah and don't even know it. But if this work be not of Yah, it will come to naught. You know how many years people been telling me this work going to come to Yah? No. And mind you, it's continuing to exponentially grow in the midst of this wicked, perverse generation where I have stood flat-footed to tell unpopular truth, whether people like it or not. I'll be able to stand on that word by the power of the Holy Spirit and then dare anybody. To have an open discussion and debate about it. Let's get it. Let's tell it all. Then you find out people don't want to have this uncomfortable conversation. So here he is. This man done gathered his whole household together. Peter done come down with men from Jerusalem. Where'd he go to? He went to Caesarea. Come. Let's see what happens. Read.
But unto witness is Joseph before God.
Whoa. So the one that's speaking is actually one of those chosen witnesses.
Yeah.
Do y'all know that the apostles didn't have the Holy Spirit the whole time that Messiah was walking with them? Messiah was the only one to walk around with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The only one. John is the only prophet that has ever lived that has had the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Y'all say some profound stuff, man. Y'all people don't even get it, man. It don't even shake you. It don't even move you. You don't even say how marvelous y'all is. It don't click in you. It don't resonate. Don't have nothing in you. You think you know the story, but you don't know the story. So then they preach Jesus. Come on, read.
Even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead.
After he rose from the dead. Eyewitnesses. Come on. Now, guess what? If their testimony didn't have any validity to it at all, then the Holy Spirit wouldn't back them up. Because the Holy Spirit gives them validity. They're not just telling fairy tales. The Holy Spirit is backing them up by the testimony they have given the Messiah. The Holy Spirit is still doing the same thing today, backing up the testimony of Yahshua. For those who have been chosen.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Now, here it is, right?
Yes, sir.
And we talk different because we know him.
Yes, sir.
And we give all glory to him because our rather said like his rather we are known of him because he knows us.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get this right?
Yes, sir.
I tell you right now, everywhere I go, the Holy Spirit backs me up.
Yes,
we everywhere I go.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Ain't gonna be no shout. Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. We gonna read one scripture and sing to you. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen when you hear me preach. You gonna get reproved.
Yes,
you're going to get rebuked.
Yes,
you're going to get corrected.
Yep.
You're going to get admonished. You'll be exhorted.
Yep.
You experience joy. You have all these digressions going on in one service.
Yep.
And you know it's the Holy Spirit because can't nobody touch you with words like that.
Come on.
Come on.
Cut you words.
Cut. Cut, 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 and cut.
Jesus.
And when they were pricked to the heart.
Yeah.
Now think about that. That same prick is still going on today. See, back then, they were killing folk. That today, they just hate you, which is the same thing as killing. They get pricked, and boy, they fight. They think they fight against you, but they fight. Whose words are they? He's the one that's piercing you. And you want to set up and let it. Come on, man. We're just talking words. More words than that.
Oh, yeah.
I think you better be careful about who you touching then. Then he say, touch thou my anointing.
Yes, sir.
And yet many of you, every single day, try to figure out a way to touch his anointing and do his prophets no harm. So this Shimon Kepa over here preaching Jesus over here to the Italians. For some reason, man, some of these Roman centurions, man, they get it better than you do. Wow. Said Cornelius, a man of Italian band. Read on.
And he commanded us to preach unto the people.
No, he commanded us to preach unto the people. And that's one thing that people want to do is what? They hate free speech. They especially hate preaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as everybody tries to insulate themselves from preaching. You ever been around natural family, man? Whatever, you know, see, you're on this side now. And all of them are religious as hell.
Yes, sir.
And we're around each other. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, have faith. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Pray for me. Oh, yeah, yeah. You come around.
Yeah.
True.
That's it. True.
Yeah. What happened to this wonderful Jesus that everybody wants to talk about?
Right.
I'll let me in on who you want to talk about him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens when we come around? Oh. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yes,
something wrong.
Yep.
Something is sincerely wrong. Y'all can talk about Jesus. Oh, just pray. And then we tell you who you're praying to. See, there you go. There you go. We're just trying to help you. I'm not trying to hinder you. The blood of the book teach you to prove all things hold fast, that which is good. And all of a sudden, these same people that are supposed to have allegedly so-called, quote-unquote, the spirit of truth, they don't have nothing you got to say. I remember one of my cousins' son had died, right? And of course, here I am coming in at the funeral. You better not say a word. I said, you ain't got to worry about it. You're going to hear me say plenty while you're up in that pulpit. And you're going to be sitting right there listening. I sure did. I preached hell hot, too. It brought the whole family. I mean, if I got that one opportunity, why miss it?
Yeah.
That's an opportunity of a lifetime right there. People get to hear the real message rather than all this damn, I see these damn drunk policers out here. These damn smoking deacons and pastors out there. Huh? Mm-hmm. We bring in the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the smoke, too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I bought the smoke, the fire truck, the fire, napalm, everything. Boy, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall at what that meant. Ooh, at that funeral. I had them damn preachers up in the pulpit sick, about ready to throw up. At the funeral!
Mm-hmm.
And nobody didn't do no damn stand up on me, trying to rust me up and see what happens. That's all I normally do. I get up in the pulpit, out there, man, I got out of the pulpit, start walking right there in front of them. Up and down the aisle. I was rolling, man, under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And they were all mad as hell.
Hallelujah.
I told the truth. See, they use funerals as a means to make everybody feel good in iniquity.
Yeah. That's true.
But don't you know how to behave? I sure do. You got one life to live.
Yeah.
And this may be the only time you get to hear the real true message of Yahshua.
Because
I'm telling you, the way he died, don't y'all, I ain't going to sit up here and do like these lying ass songs up here and tell you that he in glory. I don't have no heaven or hell to put nobody in, but I know I judge fruit. And have a tree fall, so shall it lie. Y'all tell me he was keeping the commandments. Somebody say it. Tell me he was living holy. Somebody say it. Somebody say it. Tell me it's full of the Holy Spirit. Come, somebody talk. What? Ain't we in church? Shit, man. Don't get me started. If I could go back in the angels of God. Ask Mama Carol, though. She'll tell you. I went and pulled Mother Carol. I can't even tell you how many times. Mother Carol, come here for a second, babe. I got to ask this question right here. Because she has been in some humdingers. And we got little children, too. humdingers. And mind you, back then, I wasn't even carrying a gun. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Lord Carol, what'd you think when I would get up in these funerals and preach, boy, and you knew what was coming?
Yes, sir.
Was your fear for any?
I was just hoping somebody wouldn't up and try to shoot you or something. Your family was crazy.
They are crazy, wasn't they?
I mean, even your aunt brought a gun to church.
So did.
To stop everybody from talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do now, but it's different.
Did I spare?
No.
Did I cry loud?
Very
ah, you hear that? Very muscle.
Told them all where they were going.
Every one of them. They're going straight to hell. I'm talking about our church packed too. Am I lying? And then when I get finished with them, I'll start in on the gang member sitting back there in the corner. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, thank you, baby. I just wondered if you was you fearful of your own life?
No.
You was worried about me, huh?
Yeah, I just didn't want anybody to do anything.
I wasn't worried about it. Most I probably would have bust them angels through right there because as hard as I was preaching, boy.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I was. Y'all don't get it, man. Let me come to your family and preach. I'll show you how to preach it. Let me come to one of your family and preach. I'll preach it just like I did in mine. Did I act like I was scared?
No,
not at all. When I preached, what was I at when I was preaching in the church?
The pulpit.
Okay, so did I ever get out the pulpit?
Oh, yeah, you would come down in front of the people and like, get right in their face and tell them, you know, y'all don't change your ways. You're going to end up the same place he is. Like,
nobody in the whole of all of their hypocritical ass life has ever loved them more than I have.
Yes,
thank you, honey. I love them enough to tell them the truth. And you know what? It's written down. It's written down because the Most High y'all gonna say, hey, wait a minute. I sent my servant. You know how I know is it? Because I chose him. He gonna be talking to them on judgment day. I sent my servant personally to. Who's your servant? Chucky. Yeah, my servant. Could you imagine rejecting? I went in no holes bar, no Vaseline. I went in hard. I can't hardly put emphasis on how hard I went in. So here's Peter, Simone Kepler and them preaching to the Italians. Freedom, come on, teach.
And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of Yah to be the judge of quick and dead.
That's a living and a dead. Come on.
To give. And to him give all the prophets.
Some of the prophets?
All the prophets.
Now look what he says. Watch this.
All the prophets witness.
Come on.
That through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sin.
Come on with it.
While Peter yet spoke these words.
I've had a couple of services where this happened. Y'all know Elder Doug? Everybody know Elder Doug, right?
Yes, sir.
We was at a tent meeting down in Walterboro, South Carolina, and I was preaching. I didn't even preach a good five minutes each? It was that long. Man, I got up there and started preaching the Holy Spirit, man. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came in and consumed the whole entire tent. Smoke was there, received the Holy Spirit. right. That's where he received the Holy Spirit. Y'all ask him about it tomorrow. The other devil was there. I didn't even know him. He received a baptism of the Holy Spirit right there. And y'all followed him over here. All the way from Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
Ask him about it. Damn good elder, too. Love y'all. I'm telling you, that was a powerful move, wasn't it, teacher?
Oh, yes.
Almost 1,000 people there. Sure was. See, I'm telling you, when I tell y'all I got eyewitnesses, I got witnesses. Wasn't Vicky there too at that tent? Got to ask something, Vicky. Should I know Tomoko was there, Mother Carol, I know you were there. And there's some other people y'all don't even know. Man, when I tell y'all, I know it sounds crazy, but the one thing I don't do when I get up here in front of y'all, I don't lie. I don't lie. At all. I be telling y'all the truth. Read on, Zeke.
Well, Peter, yet spoke these words.
What did he do?
The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Now, wait a minute. There's a lot of people there. But the Holy Spirit only falls on them that heard
the word.
What word? The word that Peter preached. The word that Peter preached. That's only, the Holy Spirit only dealt with them who, mind you, they're all hearing the same word, but everybody ain't hearing. Keep telling y'all the one who's dealing with us personally. One day you're going to see it. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to cause you to despise the arrogancy of this flesh. It's going to cause you. One day, you'll get a wake-up call, and you'll figure out, you know what? I need to stop arguing with that man. I need to stop fighting with that man. That man been trying to save my soul alive ever since I've been, I don't even know why I'm over here and stuff, and all I do is kick like a damn mule. Mm-hmm. And yet, the Holy Spirit is still trying to deal with my stubborn ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I've been doing this 33 years. 33 years. Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word. Read on.
And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished.
You know what he said, circumcision, right? Because Greeks didn't circumcise themselves. He's talking about the Israelites. They were astonished. Why were they amazed? Why were they astonished? Come on, teach.
As many as came with Peter. Because.
Now, wait a minute. These people just, come on.
Because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Stop. They were already Gentiles on the day of Pentecost that received the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is go through the list. But he turns around and says, wow, that on these Romans, these Italians, anybody know where the Vatican is at? Someone say Rome. Someone say Italy.
Italy.
Italian. Them were Gentiles. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Gentiles falling out the dumb idols. See, they were astonished. On the Gentiles was also what, Deke?
Was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit.
You know why they were amazed, astonished? They had already received it on the day of Pentecost. Remember what Yahshua said? Look, y'all need to go to Jerusalem. Get Acts 1:8 real quick. Stay where you're at, teach. And this is, I'm telling you right now, in this end time where we're living at now, and living in right now, this is going to be one of the tests that a lot of people are going to fail. The reason why they have no understanding because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Free from me now.
But you shall receive power.
Who's doing the talking here?
Yahshua.
Jesus the Christ is doing the power. Doing the talking here. He said, you shall receive power after what?
After that, the Holy Spirit is come upon you.
And what are you going to do?
And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem.
Just Jerusalem.
And in all Judea.
Jerusalem and Judea.
And in Samaria.
And in Samaria.
And unto the uttermost part of the earth.
No, you mean just going to say in Jerusalem.
Uttermost part of the earth.
But Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part. And the other. You know what uttermost part means, right? The four corners of the earth.
Yes,
I mean, the whole entire earth. You're going to be witnesses unto me. How you going to witness when you receive power? That's letting you know a lot of people ain't got power.
Yeah.
When you receive power, remember I told y'all a long time ago, listen to me. If you think, most of you people think you want to be preachers. Don't you know that every preacher is a real true preacher of any damn word that they mama called and daddy sent? That they literally got a time of death sentence on them? You're not going to preach his word and go through unscathed in his world unless Yah decides to just take you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
John was the greatest preacher that ever lived. What did he do to him? Jesus, greater than John. What did he do to him? Peter, an apostle. What did he do to
him?
We can understand them doing that to us because we've seen it. But to the Messiah? That's what I'm saying. A lot of times we don't even know what Yah has done and what's in front of us. You see, I, as a pastor, a shepherd of Most High Yah, I full well know what's going on. I know good and damn well that I didn't die for none of you. I didn't make a sacrifice for none of you. Yet he told me, if you love me, be my sheep. I can sit up and say all day long, I love you, Jesus, but if I'm afraid to speak his word, if I'm afraid to tell his word, if I'm afraid to be in his season and out of season, if I'm afraid, I don't love him. So I got to pick and choose. You don't want to be a friend in this world, I'm going to love y'all. See what I'm talking about? And I think I do know him.
Okay.
Or rather, I am known of him. You always see me come back on that right there.
That's
you get that? So you think I got time to waste? When so many people are giving over to apathy and complacency, the cares of this world, everything is vying for your attention in his life to distract you from eternal life? Why the hell y'all think we got blog talk here? Shabbat morning service.
Yeah.
Elders and brothers, Thursday. A few more days after that, like we used to do Tuesday night Bible study. You get all this preaching and teaching, YouTube and Patreon, and then you got live dance. You got elders making videos left and right. Then you got the sister broadcast to help out some of you rebellious ass sisters that still ain't got it. I'm done fighting with people concerning salvation. Look, either you get it or you don't. Because I know one hallmark of Yah is that Yah has sown peace in those who have the life of peace in them.
Yes, sir.
It don't take all that to get this revelation.
Yeah.
It really truly don't. You know, it don't take all this fighting. It don't take all this romper room shit. I'm like, sometimes I ask myself, wait a minute, what are you doing? Ain't you too old to be playing games? It is what it is.
Come on,
Shelby.
Come on.
We don't have to fight. When we reach the other shore, huh? And no matter what we've been through, he'll be worth it after all. Well, we were like, what are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm talking about, man.
Come on.
You know, some of you, if you had a song, maybe you could stay safe.
Ooh-wee.
You can just add one song.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, I mean, what I mean, one song, a song for every occasion.
That's it.
How many times come in and sing?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you mean sing? Sing what? Make a joyful noise. Because he know all of us ain't saying. I damn sure ain't the same. I mean, you guys get, what's that brother said, Brother Rodriguez, man, before did he hit that note?
I mean,
what about all the singers? Faster you get your sorry ass over here to the North, make them boy. Him and Pastor Rupert, y'all get over there with the singers. Mother Carol, all y'all get on over there. Send my ass with the noisemakers. Because the noisemakers are the ones going to bring the walls down.
Yeah, we here.
I don't blame the Most High for thing the singers. You don't want to hear no bad singing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Y'all are so good.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Where we at?
Acts.
We was at 1 and 8, right? Did you finish it?
Yes, sir.
Read on. Go back to Acts chapter 10.
In 46?
46. Come on with it.
Well, they heard them speak with tongues.
Whoa. Now, how many people want to take issue with that? They don't speak with tongues, so it's unfamiliar with them, so now they take issue with it. Well, we don't understand what you're saying. Listen, I'm a man that has traveled much. Y'all, do y'all realize how many languages there are on the face of planet Earth? There are a hell of a lot of languages. And everybody that speaks in tongues, you're speaking in one of those languages. You're speaking, but your understanding is unfruitful. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people with being meeting, speaking in tongues, don't know what the hell they said. Somebody of the native of that country will come over and give them a direct interpretation out of y'all just got finished ministry for.
Mm-hmm.
In that language. But you people so full of your damn natural bullshit. Well, you so busy trying to bring the image of y'all. Down to the end is like corruptible. Wait, we gonna learn that y'all's ways is higher than our ways.
Come on.
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Mm-hmm. And y'all always chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Mm-hmm.
And most of you ain't got the Holy Spirit. That's why y'all don't understand it. You always try to look up every damn word. Even when you look it up, you still can't catch the devil when he done put a pin to it. Yeah, there's some stinging there tonight. We're coming in here, boy. We're going in. Not to be able to save people's soul alive.
Yes.
Y'all listening to me because, hey, it's a plus for your salvation. I ain't your salvation. He is. But he chose by the foolishness of preaching. How much more of a fool have you ever seen preaching than me? A literal fool. To save them that believe.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody come in their own name, you'll receive him. If they just lay it out the way that you love to hear it, you'll receive him too.
Amen.
Yeah, you will. Hey, you're right. Many will be corrupted by flattery. I don't know what this salvation experience is that people experience here in this world. Mine wasn't too good. Oh, when I met Jesus, it was just, you probably met the devil. You probably, it's going just, you probably met the devil. Why is it that every time we read about it, when somebody meets the Messiah in the scripture, the first thing they do is fall on their knees?
Yeah.
But you all happy and the sun is shining behind your back. You got the sun, the moon, and the stars at your feet and everything. You just elated. I'm like, I must have missed it because I didn't get that experience before. I got that experience for seeing me for who I really truly am.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't too damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Real.
He told Isaiah said, hey, I'm a man of unclean lips.
Yeah.
And I dwell in the midst of unclean feet. Don't worry about Isaiah. I'm going to take a coal from the altar. I'm going to purify your mouth. You got that right. Fine. Why do you think that most of y'all be screaming and hollering when I'm preaching? Because they found your ass. Light you up.
Yes, sir, right.
You got to scream, holler, and shout, baby. You got to come. That burn in your ass. Well, I ain't never thought about it like that. Probably because it's the first time you ever thinking in your life any damn way.
Oh, man.
But those that are ordained to eternal life, y'all know who I am. And y'all know who everyone that is of eternal life, y'all know who they are. We know who we are. Y'all have revealed it unto us. You got that right, Deacon, spirit of burning and judgment. Man, don't y'all feel the fire of the Holy Spirit sometimes when that word is really, truly being preached with no mixture?
Absolutely.
See, when I preach, I ain't trying to get no damn lamentations or no damn hand claps or up to hell with that shit. I'm trying to burn. I'm striking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you done, nothing left.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all been working with that.
Magnify Yah. Then answered Jesus.
Well, wait a minute. So Peter just got finished. in and seeing all these Gentiles. Because remember, when he came over to the house, Cornelius had gathered together his whole entire entourage of a family. He got over there and looked at all this. What more could he do but preach Jesus? Every Sabbath, I preach Jesus.
Yes, sir.
True. Some of the greatest touches of anointing you get is when I go into the intricate workings of Yah to fuse together what Jesus did and what the law says and how he came in the volume of the book. So you can see him for what he really truly is. How he has always had your best interest in mind.
Ooh,
he always had your best interest in his mind. Always had. You don't even know you've been ordained to eternal life. Stuff like that, me, man, I'm telling you, man, it makes me, man, to hell with the world. You know what I mean? To hell with this damn world. I'm sure I can give up 70, 80, 90 years for eternal life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good trade-off. This is not a good trade-off when you live in this damn world and you get to keep your damn funky, raunchy, wicked-ass spirit and you don't get to be transformed. You don't get to be a... You know, the greatest calling in the universe is servant.
Yes.
You get an opportunity to serve.
Yes.
Serve
yes,
who?
Sir.
What the hell you mean, serve who? Each other.
Yes. Yes. That's it.
See what we learned this week? We got to figure out. And it's hard to see, man. The wolf is going to come.
Yes.
Become a sheep clothed, don't
yes.
I tell you one damn thing. After these last couple of wolves and stuff like this, I'm just going to believe what the book says. And, hey, I understand I run the risk of being called all kind of disparaging names and words, but, man, the next time I see the wolf, when I know it's a damn wolf, I'm going to call it like it is, like you wouldn't believe it. I think it's a spirit in us where we just have this hope and belief.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll get it. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, y'all got them over here. Y'all got them over here. I'm using a damn a prod of iron. Hot. Coming straight up out of the coals.
Mm.
If I walk up to somebody and say, this is a damn devil, you better believe it's a devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? I'm a good judge of cattle.
Yes,
the devil's a devil's a devil. And by the what? You're going to do what?
No.
I ain't no need for us ignoring the fruit. This just, it is what it is. Don't ignore the fruit. It is what it is. Why fight it, man? Come on, man. Stop trying to save the devil. The devil can't be saved. To hell with this sloppy gray shit. You are what you are. Did y'all still try to save Judas? No, he told him, go do what you got to do and do it quickly.
We
told him. So then, he said, I told you, one of you is. So we exempt from that, right? Sloppy grace, brother. We exempt from all that, right? When they start showing out and showing you what they are believing, and by their
fruit,
you shall
know
them. Ain't no need in fighting on them. Just give me some time to come to it. By them, you shall
know them.
Stop fighting against it, man. Just it is what it is. Free teach. Watch this.
Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit? As well as we?
Now you got people out there come up, doctors, you don't want to be baptized. What are you going to do? Should follow the example of Yahshua?
That's it. Yep.
What did Peter say?
Yeah.
Yahshua told Peter, you, I'm going to build this assembly. And the gates of hell will not be able to prevail. And what is Peter doing? Building the assembly.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Both of the Jews and Greeks, and guess what? And they all end up being Israel.
Yeah.
That's why he said, and all Israel. Shall be saved. Y'all always have a plan for the nations to come in.
Yes.
Why don't you give a nickel's worth of rat's ass what anybody else says out here in the world and teaches contrary to that. Read that part again, teacher.
This is good.
Can any man forbid water? That these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?
There goes another important part right here. Read on.
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Master.
In the name of who?
The Master.
Who was the name of the Master? What was the Master's name?
Jesus.
Yeah, y'all sure, right? Jesus the Christ. Well, Pastor, now we supposed to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy, like I said again.
Now, you want to trust these damn Catholics
that reject the Messiah, change the commandments, have you followed up that pagan Roman tradition when you just repeat what Jesus said, go into all the world, preach to all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And this is what people do. That's why I get in trouble, right? I get in trouble all the time right now. Who's the Father?
Come on.
Right. Who's the Son?
That's right.
Who's the Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
Just believe what the book says.
Yes, sir.
You get Isaiah 7:14, you get Isaiah 9:6. God just, you know what I'm talking about? You get Isaiah 14, get 9:6. And don't worry, yet. It ain't on here. It ain't on here. Is it on here, Ryan? It ain't on here. Everything from this broadcast has been from the hip.
Yes, sir. Straight from the spirit.
Watch Isaiah 14. We're all going to believe what the book says, right?
Yes, sir.
We're all going to believe what the book says, right? To the law and to the
testimonies.
Matter of fact, get Isaiah 8:20 real quick so they can take a note on that. And then we'll go back to Isaiah 7:14. Get Isaiah 8:20, then we'll read Isaiah 7:14. Come on with it.
To the law and to the testimony.
What does it say?
That they speak not according to this word.
And they don't speak according to what?
This word
is what?
It is because there is no light in them.
So if I ever don't speak to this word according to this word right here, throw it all out. There ain't no light. Run for your soul. Run! Run! But if I am speaking according to this word, there's a lot of light. There's a lot of light shining up in here. Huh? Isaiah 7:14, reteach.
Therefore, God himself,
what he going to do?
Shall give you a sign.
He going to give you a what?
A sign.
And this is a sign of a sign of a sign right here. What's the sign?
Behold, a virgin.
A what?
Virgin.
A maiden untouched. Come on.
Shall conceive.
And what is this maiden going to do?
Conceive.
Conceiving what?
And bear a son.
Isn't that something? Way back then, the Holy Spirit knew what she was going to have without an ultrasound. Go glory!
No,
He taught.
Yes, sir.
He taught it.
Yeah, he did.
Come on.
And bear a son. And shall call his name Emmanuel.
Now you go to Isaiah 9:6, you pick up on Matthew 1:23. Right after he gets finished with 9:6, you go to Matthew 1:23. Watch it. And it's the voice of Emmanuel, right? Watch this. Come on.
For unto us, a child is born.
You know we got a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know we got a song right after this. Unto us, a child is born, child is born, a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Unto us a child is born.
The sisters sang it.
Unto us a son is given, and the government
Counselor. He's Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace, there shall be no end to the increase of his government, nor of his peace.
Oh, glory! Oh, yeah, that's one of those man songs. Massive.
A child is born.
Hallelujah.
Man, we be going in.
Come make sure y'all lock in on that. We're going to record that, man, because we're going to be saying that speech. No limitations. Mercy.
Yeah, can do it forever. Come on.
Come on. Oh, praise God for his mercy.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Well, you don't never sound like a preacher preaching. You ain't listening too damn good. So that's what I preach. I'm preaching because of the terror of Yah. And therefore, I know the terror of Yah. That's the reason why I persuade men.
Come on.
I preach the way I preach because of mercy.
Yes, yeah.
Because of his mercy, we are not consumed. Hey!
Because of the love of Yah, he's brought us here.
How long?
This far.
Hey!
And because his mercy renews with me.
Hey!
Okay. now.
Like it always happens.
Acts chapter 19, start of verse 1. Come on, read.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth.
Now, he was at what?
Corinth.
Corinth. We already read about Corinth, right?
Yes, sir.
The reason why I keep y'all see this. Hey, listen, this thing ain't in chronological order. It's not in chronological. He was at Corinth, told him to keep the peace. 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Read all the way to the end. He was talking about the feast, unleavened bread, Passover, the whole nine yards when he was at Corinth. Now it says, while Paul was at Corinth, what did he do?
Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus.
So he left Corinth and he's coming to Ephesus. And where is all this at? Somebody say Roman Providence.
Roman Providence.
You see what I mean? And he came to Ephesus, and what happened?
And finding certain disciples.
Wait a minute. Now, y'all know we look different from the world. That's why I keep saying we need to be asking people not what tribe you from, what camp you from. We need to be asking people the same thing of old.
Yeah.
And the question we need to be asking people when we see people looking like us, dressing like us, talking like us,
yeah.
We need to ask them this, Reed.
He said unto them, have you received the Holy Spirit?
Every single person we can come across. That's one thing I'm going to ask on that broadcast, right? You received the Holy Spirit? Oh, you have, okay. Well, we've been tested both. I want to hear, how did you receive it?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
I thought Joe Fox had the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Fox didn't have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he ain't never been baptized with a baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
See, I've been sitting up here watching people have a knowledge, a little knowledge of working knowledge of the word, and y'all somewhat you look like it's dealing with them, but religion is dealing with them. I need to know, are you on the inside?
Absolutely. Come on. That's it. Mm.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I need to know if you on the inside.
Yeah.
Because if you on the inside, you're not going to disagree with nothing that y'all got to say.
Come on, sir. Come on. Who are we? I'm good. Mm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. You mean Tristan? We in it, man. Oh, yeah, by the way, Kabir, Tristan having the time of his life down here, man. His snarl is bigger than my eyes. That's pretty damn big. That booger is he's a hunter.
Yes,
I don't blame him, man. Every time we talk about stuff, I say, boy, it sure did feel good too, didn't it? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. What are you talking about? Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. We're going to go back to sleep. You'll never know what it means if you ain't never forged for anything and put food on the table. I got to stop for a second now. You see, before there was civilization, there was humanity. And before civilization ever came about, there were people that were living in teepees and huts and nobody had no employment to no one.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. They figured out how to stay warm in the winter. They figured out how to clothe themselves in the winter. They figured out how to eat in the winter. Mm-hmm. They figured out how to salt meat. Mm-hmm. They figured out how to preserve. I mean, if they didn't figure it out, we wouldn't be here. They figured it all out. Today, our ass can't do shit. We ain't trying to learn. I'm going to say, can I say this? We ain't trying to learn a damn thing concerning wildcraft because everything is at a push of a button to our ass. And I told y'all a long time ago, don't trust in that shit. I told y'all that a long time ago. Don't you trust in none of that shit. You men, you better learn every damn thing. You better learn that you can learn because the light's going out one day. You ain't depending on the damn system and run to the damn store. You're going to have to forge for your family. If your ass can't grow a damn bean, how in the hell are you going to kill a deer? Or an elk or a moose. How in the hell are you going to sit up here and damn butcher a goat? Even the simplicity of harvesting the egg from a damn chicken when your ass won't won't even put your damn hand up on his ass.
Man,
don't get me started, man.
Come on. Come on.
Now,
going back simply.
Old path.
What?
Old path. Is the old path.
Come on.
Search.
Yep.
For them, and when you search for them, you'll find them, and when you find them, you'll find rest for your soul.
Yeah. I passed out. See, that's what I'm saying. They're, this society is low your ass to sleep. They got you right where they want you. 100% dependent on the damn grocery store.
Like,
that the damn truck's going up to the store. What the hell are you going to do? It's sickness, man. I'm telling you, man.
Well, Pastor, I just think you take a little too damn far. Kiss my ass.
Sorry, I digressed a bit. You know, we need to defibrillate on this big time, man. If a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. So you think work is going out and clocking into a damn job? If that's clocking into a job, okay, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. What work is that being? What are you clocking in on that? You can't build. You can't forge. Matter of fact, it's too cold outside. I can't go out there. It's too cold. Oh, it's too hot outside. I need a fan. Too hot. You got to be shitting me, right? You literally got to be shitting me. That's what I'm saying. Who's going to make sure you're an example of this work after we gone? I've never met a greater hunter in all my life than Elder Doug. Never have ever met a greater hunter than Elder Doug. You want to know about him? He got it down back to the damn teeth. We have hunters. We have fishermen. We have people that they would get their hands in the blood, the guts, the whole nine yards. And most of you people, you just want to sit back and eat. And you ain't a gatherer of shit. But murmuring, complaining, depression, hell, death. See what I'm talking about? There's got to be something on that. Come on. Come on, man! Listen. Being a truck is a good occupation, but you ain't gonna truck your way to a damn meal. Y'all better learn this shit that we be teaching y'all and be telling y'all about. Y'all better learn it right now.
Yes, sir.
Unless you fall out the same example of them Geno Jennings and the First Church and all them down city dwellers.
Jeez.
Whole life is dependent on the system. I guarantee you one damn thing, when it get winter, you ain't gonna be laughing at us no more. We got a beard on our damn face and your ass is getting frostbit. I'll laugh the hell all you want. Go ahead, Pastor. See what I'm talking about? Anyway, I'm done with the defibrillator right now. Where are we at? We're at Acts 19. We done left Corinth. We're in the upper coast of Ephesus, right? Found certain believers or disciples. Is that right? Come on, we'll teach.
Have you received?
See, that's the reason why people get mad at me, because, see, I go off track, but I'm not off track. I'm on point. I'm on track.
You in the house.
Y'all damn men better get rid of damn softness that's on your ass, though.
Yeah.
Better get rid of this shit. You hear me, son? Come on, we'll teach you.
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe?
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? That will be my first question. And if you have, I want to test that both of what you call the Holy Spirit. Because you also want to prove all things. Oh, that's yeah. You test every damn thing. I want to know if you got it or not. Come on.
And they said unto him,
what?
We have got the Lord.
so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized?
So you see what Paul's doing, right? Mm-hmm. So you look like disciples, but you ain't never heard that there's a such thing as the Holy Spirit. The disciples back then got the same problem we got today. Selective here. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna show you why. Watch it. Watch how meticulous this is.
They said, I do John's baptism.
No. Wait. Paul had already heard about John. You cannot, in that day, in the first century, you cannot live without hearing about John. And John preached nothing but the baptism.
Yes, sir.
So, you ain't never heard where there be any Holy Spirit. So he asked you a question. So how were you baptized? Oh, John. Whoa. John talked about the Holy Spirit before the Holy Spirit was even given.
Yes, sir.
John talked about the Holy Spirit before the Holy Spirit was even given.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Jeremiah already prophesied it centuries ago.
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
This is Bob. John Verity. Baptized with the baptism of repentance.
Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes, sir.
Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
But watch this.
Saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him.
John pointed the people to the Messiah that came after him, who he had a revelation of.
Yes, sir.
They've been reared and raised all this time, and then one day while he's baptizing, he looks up, sees his cousin, 6 months younger than him, and says, behold, the Lamb of God that taken away the sins of the world. And he bowed down.
Wow.
You think John have pride of playing this game? I'm older than you. I've been living along with this bullshit. The hell with this shit.
Come on.
And you know, watch this though. I'm gonna talk to us right now. At any given time, Yahshua could have called a legion of angels and got John out of that quagmire in that prison. John sent his disciples and only asked one thing. Is it him or is it no? Jesus didn't even answer the question the way we in our low-faced mindset today. He said, hey, the sick are healed. Sick are healed. Lepers are clean. What more do you want? John heard that. Why? Ain't never been done. Never been done. Only time it's done, when the prophet turned around with Isaiah and all of them, naming the leper. But now you got the sick healed, lepers. I mean, you got all this going on, just the Messiah. All this comes from everything that's ever happened in Israel. Oh, John's all good. So John wasn't trying to cling to life. Did y'all hear me? I said John was not trying to cling to life, and neither was Messiah trying to save him to live longer. When you belong to the master, you're in his hand and stuff. It ain't your will no longer, it's his will. What the hell is life without eternal life?
That's it.
See what I'm talking about? See, unless we speak about this, talk about it in this vein right here, we never get the revelation. We gloss over it. We read right past it and everything. Fairy tales and all that. We never put the emphasis for where it really truly is. John didn't mind standing up to Herod and say, look at him, nigga. It ain't lawful for you to have your brother's wife. That was a death sentence in itself. What do you want? Bring me the head, a woman. 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 Now listen, I say that because I know what the book says. Out of 1,000, found 1 righteous man, out of woman, 0. Don't get me wrong. He did show us there's some Suzanne. There's some Proverbs 31. There's some Miriam. There are some righteous ones. Listen. There's even Rahab. There was even Mary Magdalene. Don't tell me that there ain't those who cannot have their whole being redeemed. They really truly love him. They ain't something like it. Some of you, I don't even know if you're not there or you just ain't even literally been chosen, period. Because it's literally, once you taste of y'all's Holy Spirit the King, I'm gonna say like, yo, it don't take all that. It literally does not. You don't need no counseling, no all this. You don't need all this begging and all this other shit. No. The best thing for some of you to do, go ahead and fill up your cup. Get all that the world has to offer. Have it your way. You better enjoy it. Because the kingdom is not going to conform to you.
Truth.
Preach. It ain't happening. Did I say something wrong, sir?
Nope.
So we back over to Ephesus again. Come on. What verse we at?
Verse 4.
And why they always put you on a hot seat, man?
Like
they always put you on the hot seat, man. Well, you got to be the man. You're the man with the plan, man.
You got the plan.
Yeah, you got the plan, but you the man with the plan right now because your ass sitting on that seat. That's good. You got to have the intestinal fortitude and integrity to be able to hang in there, man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brian said, I'm falling on the sword, damn it. Glory to the King.
Glory.
Acts 19, verse 14.
That they should believe on him which should come after him.
So John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying they should believe on him which should come after. That's what John said. Mind you, Paul just got finished probing these people. You ain't never heard.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as the Holy Spirit. Well, how was you baptized in? Oh, John. Oh, really? John? I know what John said. It's been told to me by my brother. Because Paul wasn't around when John was there. Paul wasn't around when John was there.
Yes, sir.
He believed a report, Peter, James, and John.
Yes,
your house. Now John didn't immerse him.
Look.
That's a good word right there. Read on.
Believe on him, but you come after him. That is all
who?
Messiah. They heard this.
When they heard this. You know what that happened to each and every one of us, right?
Yeah.
Some people, when they heard that thing. Some people, when they heard this, everything clicked.
Yeah.
Everything clicked. It was game over from that point.
Yes, sir.
Your life is
done, over with, is it is finished. And when they
heard
this, what happened?
They were baptized in the name of the Master Jesus.
Now we got two people already. Two groups of people being baptized. Yes, sir. He goes a little bit farther, though. See, these people had understanding because they knew what John the Immerser taught. But when they got immersed, something happened. Watch this. And you know what? Teacher, how many times we baptized folks and they come up out of water speaking in tongues?
Yes.
Didn't even know it was going to happen.
Yes.
We've had that take place in this ministry more times than we can count. Am I telling the truth, teach?
True.
They get immersed in the water, man. Come out. The next thing you know, they praise God. They're speaking in tongues. They don't even know what's going on.
Come on.
They sit up and freaking. We know what's going on. We rejoicing with them.
Oh.
And so well, I ain't never seen. So that means it doesn't exist just because you have never had that experience, right? That is the foolishness of man when you try to bring the image of God down to your little low-faced, corruptible understanding.
Yes.
Can't nothing be right unless you... Oh, shit. And you ain't got no proof. No damn proof. All you got is words. You got no proof. You have a hell of a lot of words, but no proof. No power, nothing backing you up. Shemaine ain't even backing you up. You got a bunch of words, though.
Come on.
You got a smile. But you ain't got no proof. Go on, we'll teach.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them.
Paul doing something like that? Wonder where he learned that stuff from. I mean, he was taught by Theophilus. He wrote a letter to him. Oh, excellent Theophilus. Why am I drawing blanks? On this program right here, this broadcast. Why am I drawing blanks? Y'all don't know who Theophilus is? They don't know who Theophilus is. They don't. See? Y'all done fell into the damn rut of Christians to where y'all got comfortable. You don't think you need to study. You don't think you need to read. You think you got... That's crazy. Because my whole household would tell you, I stay in this book. The only thing different about me now is I'm not trying, I ain't even trying then. I ain't trying to remember when God, all I'm trying is to make sure the word is there. What we're going to do when it's time for us to get into the wilderness and nobody got a word. Somebody got a word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, bro, hey, any one of y'all brothers got a song?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a song. What song you got? I remember this. Oh, you did? What is it? Talk to us. You don't know if it's a word because the Holy Spirit going to resonate.
Come on.
In the beginning was the word. He sent forth his word to heal them.
Yes.
His word is their spirit, their life. And we don't think we need a word. We're going to have the word to comfort one another.
Yes.
Oh, never mind. This is going, this is crazy, man. It's just all the same crazy, man. I told y'all I've been doing this 33 years. Three.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them.
And what happened?
And they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months. Disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of Yah.
So you know what's going on, right? Because they were still caught up in the damn hallway. They didn't get what Yah was doing during this time.
Yes, sir.
That's why he disputed. Mind you, this is the same guy who used to bring people bound to Jerusalem.
Yes.
He went there disputing with. You think they like that?
Mm.
You think the church is like that? You think your family members like it?
Mm.
No, oh, hell no. You gonna dispute with them? Man, they ain't gonna like that. They're not gonna like that at all. Well, I know one thing. We got everything we need to get to, and I never even touch what's on my screen.
Am I telling the truth, right? Go on, dig in, man. Get on in now. Did I ever touch it? Not one time did I. Not a one. So I'm going to tell all y'all right now, number one, listen. Don't let anybody rob you of your voluntary reward being in humility. You need the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is just not enough just to speak with tongues. When he gives you the Holy Spirit, Yahshua told you in Acts 1 and 8, and you shall receive power. He told you in Mark 16:17, real quick. We won't finish it, man. You need to believe what the book says. Does it not marvel y'all every time I do deliverance, mass deliverance? Listen, you can take 30, 40 men of y'all and never get the same results that I do at mass deliverance. Now, I'm telling you, try it. Try it. I'm not saying they won't get some results. Not that kind of result. That's why I do every one of them. Y'all has given to every man a measure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why try to get outside your damn measure? If we're all in the faith, we're in the measure.
These things shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils.
And
they shall speak with new tongues.
Are we going to believe what the book says, or are we going to set up and argue with it? That's what Jesus said. Yahshua says, right? And last time I had checked, y'all sure ain't going to tell me to go to no damn altar of Chaldean and confess the sins of my father. Why the hell would I go to a damn altar of Chaldean and confess the sins of my father? Why?
That all?
Hey, just so y'all know, they ain't nothing personal. I'm just concrete.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Because it's going to go like that on the 22nd. It's going to go like that. I'm going to be asking straight-up candid questions. I'll speak vigorous discussion. I'm going to speak to them pussy foot. Well, you got a little damn rabbit foot. Them shit smell like damn perfume and shit. I ain't, that ain't me. Y'all should know that by now.
We know.
We got souls that need to be saved. So anyway, Israel, everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody good?
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Thank you. Hey, everybody didn't drop off, though. Moderators, we good in there? I just love Israel. I'm going to say it again, and I make no complaints about it. Listen, I've literally been doing this for 33 years. I had actually calculated up to date. Because I know when y'all filled with the Holy Spirit, I was 24 years old when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. So you take 33, 57, what did it put you at? 24. You should know that. You fast as hell, man. You missed the geometry.
I used to calculate.
You got the modesty of Ryan. I use a calculator. You still got to have a formula, though, don't you? You put a calculator in front of somebody, like, what the hell is this? Let me tell y'all something about side of that. Listen. Fathers, and I say this tongue in cheek, under no illusion whatsoever at all. Before your son hits 8, 9, or 10, instead of trying to teach them fractions on a damn piece of paper or something like this, teach them fractions on a tape measure. Can you do that at least? At least you done given him something that will go with him throughout his lifetime. I lost a whole generation just on this. If your ass can't read a damn tape measure, how in the hell you expect your damn son to read tape measure?
Right. Right. Come on. That's it.
It's bad. This is that damn bad today. So it is bad. I try to give y'all the most simplest, best knowledge you could ever get. Brian, did I say something wrong?
I don't give a damn how far you spin that tape measure out. It's still the same fraction. I don't give a damn what the measurement is. Well,
never mind. You see what I'm talking about? That's what we up against. Hey, brother, fuck, get what you teach about some metal. Because this damn plan that they put up here. Well, I was up in the building there. I look at this damn LVL. I go, what the shit? In this other room. And then before I said any word, man, Bud, Tristan, Ryan, all of them jumped up. That. We don't believe this shit. So on with the engineers be. So they're going to have you to manufacture some steel and put a brace on. Because I looked at that shit and I go, what the hell is that?
Look at this LVL, man.
They all protest. These y'all not all protest. Y'all like, we don't believe this. Hell no, we don't believe this. Then I look up, there's a damn beam coming down from the roof down on top of them. I'm like,
and these damn little bitty nails? But his damn bracket focus support.
No, hell no. You'll see it. Even if you see it, you'll be like, this is something wrong right here. I don't give a damn what they say. Something wrong right here. And that's a big ass LVL. That damn LVL, it had to be over 2 feet thick.
24 inches.
It was straight up on the, that damn thing looks huge as hell.
That's
a
2.5.
Wait till you see it though. But wait till you see the bracket, though. Wait till you see the bracket. We see that, you. Hey, I didn't mean to get off on all that anyway. Israel, hallelujah, glory to the King. Hey, Israel, we love y'all. We love you enough to tell you the truth. But y'all make sure y'all put it on your calendar. 22nd, 6 p.m., Central Standard Time. We'll be talking about Brother Pete Rambo, and we're going to talk about the hard discussions. We welcome push back, push in, push out, the whole 9 yards. Bottom line is, we're going to get to the end of this. We got souls got to be saved alive. So, Israel, see y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Hey, y'all got anything? Bless y'all. Sweet person, strong, victorious mind, the overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua, the Hamashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel, the King is coming. Come on, Israel.
We got one. Hold on. It was out there. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
This old damn stick, man. What's going on this damn stick? This really is. This is that rap.
Oh, Jesus, we have to.